Sinn Féin has today taken out advertisements in a number of US newspapers calling for the Irish government to prepare and plan for a united Ireland and for the British government to set a date for a referendum on the border. Half-page ads are appearing in the Washington Post and the New York Times, with full-page colour advertisements in Irish-American newspapers The Irish Voice and The Irish Echo. Join us is Sinn Féin Vice President and Deputy First Minister at the Stormont Executive, Michelle O'Neill. A very good afternoon to you, Michelle O'Neill, and thanks for talking to us.
Good afternoon.
Can you tell us what these ads are intended to achieve and why now?
Well, I think they're, firstly, I would say that I very much welcome the initiative, and I think it's quite timely because there is a debate underway now in terms of the unity piece that I think has never been witnessed before. So I think this makes a great contribution to that unity discussion. As we all know, Irish America have been very supportive and very vested in the Irish peace process. They support the Good Friday Agreement in its entirety, and they support the democratic right of the people to decide our future that was promised in the Good Friday Agreement. So I think that it's very timely that they enter the debate at this time and actually, you know, make a very clear challenge to the Irish government that now is the time to plan, now is the time to make the preparation for constitutional change, and now is the time to try to make this a very normalised, inclusive conversation, because I think everybody can see that this is going in one direction.
The ad talks about it now being the time to have an inclusive, informed and respectful discussion. I wonder, can you explain to us how an ad placed in US newspapers in the run-up to St. Patrick's Day and headed "A United Ireland" is respectful to unionism?
So I think it's very important. I think it's very timely, actually, in the run-up to St. Patrick's Day that we would actually have this. I voted for the Good Friday Agreement, Brian, as did the majority of people on this island. I think that was very clear at that time. Built into the Good Friday Agreement is the principle of consent, where the constitutional position will change only whenever the people vote for it. So to say that one side of the debate, if you like, is to be given preferential treatment over another is unfair, because what's actually built into the Good Friday Agreement is that it will only be the people to decide. But it's very clear that in a post-Brexit world, there's a stark reality opening up for the people who live here. And the reality is that people have a choice to make between an inward-looking Brexit Britain or an outward-looking inclusive Ireland.
You say, the ad says again, with your support, we can be the first generation of Americans to visit a free and united Ireland. And perhaps you might explain how Ireland, North or South, is currently unfree.
The country was partitioned 100 years ago. Partition has failed every single person who lives on this island. It created two conservative states. It has failed people time and time again. I think that there's been a lot of positive changes in years, particularly in recent years.
My question is, how are we not free in either part of the island?
Well, I think it's very clear that the North was partitioned. It was a state that was built on discrimination that's still alive and kicking to this day, Brian. I can also tell you that we are also, and I think Brexit is a great case in point, that the people of the North, our destiny is not within our own hands, because the British government are able to act in their own selfish interests, take us out of the EU against our wishes. So I think that there are plenty
of
examples.
There's a protocol in place which, again, has been supported by Sinn Féin to deal with those issues around Brexit. It's just that Sinn Féin signed up to the Good Friday Agreement, as you reminded us. It was endorsed by referendums North and South. You're part of the executive. Where's the lack of freedom?
And where's the contradiction in being in the executive? And you're absolutely right. I am Sinn Féin's representative. I lead our assembly group. I am joint head of government in the North. And I see no contradiction whatsoever, neither does the Good Friday Agreement, that I would actually govern there whilst also articulating the need for constitutional change. That is what the Good Friday Agreement says. You see, you can't pick and choose the elements of the Good Friday Agreement you like. So you may like Parshire in the North. You can't ignore the rest of the Good Friday Agreement, and the Good Friday Agreement states very clearly, emphatically, that it is for the people alone who will decide under the principle of consent. So there's no contradiction here. And the best thing that we could do for the people who live on this island is actually to prefer. So if you look at the ad,
but you talk, sorry, you talk about you talk things. About you talk about having a respectful discussion. This ad appears in these very high profile and widely read American newspapers. You work down the hall from Arlene Foster. Why not start your respectful discussion by just going down and sitting in her office, COVID compliant, and discussing this with her directly, face to face?
With all due respect, I find that a nonsense, because I work with Arlene Foster and indeed other leaders of unionism every day. So that's what I do. There's no problem with that. But alongside that, I think I'm more than entitled, as the Good Friday Agreement states, that I should also articulate the view for constitutional change. So there's no contradiction here. I think what we need to have is a very mature conversation, an inclusive conversation around what that future could look like. What could there be that's better for all of us? What could a national health service across the island of Ireland look like? What can education systems look like on the island of Ireland in the event of constitutional change? So now is the time to plan. The ad clearly calls on the Irish government to bring about the plan, and that's what needs to happen.
Michelle O'Neill, Deputy First Minister at the Stormont Executive and Vice President of the Sinn Féin, thanks for talking to us here.